Good morning, Elias.
What shall we discuss, my dear friend?
Well, first I have a question for Mary. She is concerned about Polly. She was to the doctor and asking her, then the doctor, about the shaking that is Polly displaying. And the doctor was suggesting that Polly is in pain for many, many days, so to speak. So I just wanted to know if that is correct or if there is something different going on there.
Very well. What I will express to you is the dog in pain? No. Is she uncomfortable at times? Yes. Is the shaking related to that at times? Yes, but it is not causing the shaking. What is causing the shaking is a combination of different factors. One, that the dog has lost considerable weight, and because of the weight fluctuation, she is shaking many times because her body is not generating enough heat, therefore she's cold.
Oh, okay.
Also, that is one factor. Now, at other times, when she is uncomfortable and cold, that creates the shaking to be exacerbated and it becomes more obvious or more extreme. And the uncomfortableness is being created by her heart is pounding against her esophagus, and that is creating an uncomfortable feeling, and it generates a nervous reaction. It is not that she cannot breathe, but when that happens, it creates a sensation that she feels it is uncomfortable to breathe, and therefore that also creates the shaking. Therefore, there are several actions that are occurring that are contributing to this factor of shaking, which also I would express that there is a slight factor of neurological damage that has occurred. Therefore, even if she is not uncomfortable from the esophagus and not cold, she will likely shake slightly or tremble slightly, and that is neurological. In this, the neurological damage is not progressive, therefore that merely will create a slight trembling.
Okay, I think this is very helpful for Michael, because she is really doubting herself, not treating her correctly, you know.
I would express that Michael is doing everything that she can, and in that, the creature is moving in a direction that is, in your terms, irreversible. In relation to her choice, it is irreversible.
I think Mary is knowing that, and she is trying her best to stay focused, isn't it?
Yes, I would agree, and I would acknowledge Michael in that, and express an acknowledgement also not to be generating unnecessary confusion and concern. The physician is, in your terms, guessing.
Yes, I know. This is what also was my feeling, and also Inge's. And I think to a large degree, Mary also feels that the physician is not correct. But after the visit, she was doubting herself. So, yes, I think it's very helpful. Thank you, Elias.
Very welcome.
Elias, previous to my last Aya session, I was aware that you and Tompkin would be present to give me something, but to my surprise, all 12 essences that participate in this Elias energy exchange were present, and each essence gave me something. My impression is that it has to do with my further movement into the no separation and the remembrance. Would you validate that and shed some light on this?
I would. Now, in that, what I would express to you is that each gift is, in a manner of speaking, an energy gift. It is a gift of what you may view as ability, in a manner of speaking, or the encouragement of abilities. And in that, each essence is offering you different energy expressions that can be helpful to you in relation to your interactions with other individuals. This subject that you presented in relation to the cancer would be one of your first examples, in that you have been given an energy expression to aid you in the ability to be expressing with other individuals in an encouraging manner, but in a capacity that is calming.
Yes. I recognize a change in my energy. I feel that it is more and more soothing and encouraging and nurturing. It is tremendous.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. It was...
Each one has offered a slightly different aspect. Therefore, they are not all an expression of calming, but that you will begin to notice differences in your own expressions, and that it will be relatively easy or easier for you to express different abilities because of this addition of energy.
Oh, that is cool. Thank you, Elias.
You're very welcome.
I also have the feeling that I go blank on some actions that I currently engage during my day-to-day state, so to speak, that has to do with stepping deeper into this no separation and the incorporating more of my essence into this dimension. Can you shed some light on that feeling?
I would express that that is temporary. It is, in a manner of speaking, an action of adjusting. You are assimilating, and in that you are adjusting to allowing yourself to continue in your natural flow, but in relation to that factor of much less separation. Let me express to you in this manner that what this is allowing you to do in that adjustment is not be bumping into other energies.
Mmm, cool.
When you are moving more and more in that direction of lessening that separation more and more, you are more open to all of the other energies around you. Now, remember what I have expressed previously, that your space arrangement is occupied by much more than you realize. Part of everything occupies the same space arrangement. It is merely expressed in that separation by these veils that, in your terms, create different dimensions. And the energy configuration of them is very different. But if you are considerably thinning those veils, which you are, and which all of you eventually will be doing, but you are presently. And in that, you begin to be more aware of other energies. And you may even other energies. But even if you are not engaging your senses such as sight and hearing, the first sense that you will engage in relation to lessening that separation is your sense of touch, in which you will be much more sensitive to your energy field and even your skin that outside energies are touching. And let me express to you that if you incorporated the ability to see everything that occupies your space arrangement, it would be quite crowded and you would be touching considerably. Therefore, this action of somewhat, in your terms, going blank, allows you to move through your reality and be open to all of that, not interrupting it, but also not being bothered by it, therefore not experiencing or feeling as if you were in a very crowded room and other beings are bumping into you continuously.
Yeah, that makes sense. And you are correct. When I bike, I can actually feel the different energy on my skin. And sometimes I'm really delving into it and I appreciate the different feelings of the energy that surrounds me.
Yes, but it can become somewhat overwhelming also.
Yes, I am quite aware of this factor of overwhelm. So I just wanted to know this feeling that I go blank. Okay, it makes sense. Thank you. Let's talk about a little bit about the Vermont trip, Elias. My feeling and my energy are quite confident as far as I perceive it, even if the time is getting a bit short now. This is even a bit surprising to me, but I would like to know how you see this and if there is some energy that I should be aware of that are maybe generating obstacles, so to speak.
What have you been doing in relation to that?
Well, what I'm doing, sometimes I see picture of myself and my family engaging this, and I am actually staying in the now, and I look for, or I observe my energy if there is a draw to do something. And so far I haven't been noticing a draw to do it, but that's why I'm a little bit confused. I feel very confident that we are generating that, but on the other hand, time is getting short, you know? So
what I would suggest is that you are engaging actions in your daily routines that support the direction of a trip. And not only you, but the other individuals in your family as well.
Okay.
Now, in that, just as I have expressed in, let us say, an example of the subject of abundance, and with that, I have expressed to individuals when they are wanting to be concentrating on abundance more, to be including that in their daily activity, regardless of what they are doing, to shift their perception in a capacity that expresses some form of abundance, such as washing the dishes and seeing a sink full of dishes, and rather than viewing that as a lengthy chore that you don't like, looking at how many dishes there are and not expressing that you do like them, but that there is an abundance of them. In the same capacity, I would express in relation to whatever you are doing in your daily routines, to be moving your attention and your perception in a manner that supports traveling and interacting.
Well,
you understand?
Yes, I understand. And I think I incorporate the communication part quite well, I guess. And in my opinion is also, I am also incorporating to a degree action that involves traveling. Not in the capacity that you are suggesting, but to a degree.
I would agree.
And
I would urge you to encourage your family to be participating in this also.
Okay, this is an important point. Okay, I will do that. But my trust and my energy is so steady that I'm not deluding myself, Elias, isn't it?
Right.
Okay, thank you. In the last time, I have once in a while severe headaches that I do handle well with aspirin and that I feel is caused by shifting and open up more neurological pathways. Do we have any comments and advice here, Elias?
Yes, I would express that that is correct, and I would also express you to incorporate your own advice that you would be offering to the other individual in relaxing more, not be pushing your energy.
Because I'm so excited and I want to move further, isn't it?
Yes, and in that it can be counterproductive, for if you are pushing, then you are creating difficulties.
Okay, I definitely see that point, and actually I try to get more sleep and I try to incorporate more time without engaging any adventurers, so to speak, you know?
I am aware.
I know.
Not engaging adventures is challenging for you.
That's correct. It is so easy for me now to engage him, you know. I also recognize a hesitation to assess information about my movement and future directions, while at the same time I recognize an increasing ability to assess such energy and to accurately translate that. Can you explain that to me a bit?
What I would express is define that first.
Well, defining sometimes or quite often when I feel into it and I want to know something, what is going on, I feel that I easily can assess that information, but somehow I hesitate to do that and I just notice that, you know?
And when you hesitate, what do you feel?
I actually feel that it is better not to assess it, and it is not a big deal, but I just recognize it more and more, so I was curious what you can say to me about that.
What I would say to you in relation to that is that this is actually a beneficial stage. It is a stage and or a phase that you are engaging, giving yourself time to assess the situation. You give yourself information easily, but in that, you also, generally speaking, are usually excited about whatever information you give yourself, regardless of whether you assess that information to be negative or positive. Merely the factor that you are offering it to yourself and you are aware of it excites you, which is understandable, but I would express that this also is giving you time to give yourself information, be excited that you have the information, and then to evaluate whether that is information to do with or not. At times you may be giving yourself information and it is not about you doing something with that information or about that information. It is more so that you have the information. And in this, eventually, you will recognize and understand yourself information not to necessarily act on or to do with, but that it will aid you in some capacity futurely, or that it prepares you for some action or some expression futurely. That therefore, it is a matter of allowing yourself to assess situations with the information that you give yourself, but not necessarily that everything that you present to yourself is to be acted on.
That makes sense. Thank you.
And especially, I would say to you that you automatically would hesitate or would evaluate if you offer yourself information in what you think of as a negative capacity or something that is concerning. You would automatically wait, in a manner of speaking, or you would hesitate and not necessarily act on that immediately. But that holds for information that you view as positive also.
Yeah.
That regardless of what type of information you present to yourself, many times that information is being presented and not necessarily to be acted on or not to be acted on yet.
Yes, I can understand that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I also had to deal with an inflammation in my left ear, and my feeling is that this has to do with the first steps in engaging in energy exchange with Patil. Do you have any comments on that?
I would express that that is a very real potential, and that in that it is a matter of what you choose and how you choose to engage it.
Well, I slowly engage it. Actually, I recognize that we didn't have an agreement before I came to this dimension. Is that correct?
Yes, you are correct.
So, what?
But that matters not.
I know. I was quite aware how we slowly moved to the point that we came to an agreement. And I'm currently in the phase that I'm slowly moving into it and see how I am comfortable with that. I would say that.
Yes, I would agree.
Okay. Also, in the last Aya session, I time traveled the second time to Sahi and shape-shifted into a young female that got raped by several men. And Sahi saw that and could decide how to behave. That was years after my first visit in her past, and she was well on her way to get to the top of all warriors, so to speak. Sahi was first inclined to join me during this trip in Aya, but decided not to participate, but was aware what happened and could remember that action in her past. It was my offering from me to her to plant a little seed to care for others, and not isolating her so much as she was doing that in that time frame. Would you agree with that and have anything that you want to add?
I would agree, and I would acknowledge you. I would express that that was a bold and creative choice to engage, to be expressing in a capacity that would be supportive and relatable to her, and moving in that direction of generating more trust. It was a bold action.
Yes, I was surprised by myself, I can tell you.
I would ask you, what prompted you to choose that direction?
Well, I guess I chose it because I was aware that she got raped and she had a very good understanding how she felt. And so my line of thought was, well, if I present her with a young female that is in a similar situation, she would most likely engage the situation differently. So
I would acknowledge you in that. It is a bold action, and
I also see that the seed currently are growing, and I can see that it is tremendously growing and blossom, so to speak, now.
I would agree.
And Sahi actually expressed currently that she is feeling increasingly uncomfortable being alone, which she never experienced before in her life. And I feel that this is her communication to herself to leave that isolation and connect more with others. She does not feel well with that and is tremendously feeling unnerved by that. Would you agree with that as well?
Yes.
Okay.
But I would express that she is contemplating that.
Yes, she is aware of it, but sometimes she gets really angry about that.
Yes, but is considering it.
Yeah, cool. Also, in the last Aya session, I shared with Inge a huge part of my own trust, and she was incorporating that into her own energy and was quite tired for a couple of days afterwards. Would you also validate that and have any comments? Okay, I was not aware that it could be have some side effects. Okay, thank you.
You are welcome.
Katharina generated a kind of allergical reaction in her body consciousness recently. Can you shed some light on that? I mean, Inge was treating her in energy and it did quite well, but what is she actually engaging that she suddenly shows such a reaction? Well, part of it, there's a tremendous excitement that I perceive.
And?
Yes, the other part, I'm not really sure, so you maybe can shed some light on it.
I would express that there is a factor of excitement, but there's also a factor of overwhelm and fear, and I would express that is associated with unfamiliar and unknown. And in that, I would also express that if she allows herself to relax and not become considerably agitated, that would be very helpful to ease her in different direction and not create this type of reaction.
Okay, that is helpful. Thank you. I'm also recognizing that Sahi is making a huge attempt to join us in Vermont. And how big is the percentage, would you say, currently, the probability that she will manage to visit me before we go to Vermont, Elias?
That she will visit you, I would express that is a strong potential.
Well, my feeling is it is around 80%.
I would agree.
Okay. We recently moved into a probable earth that had no shift in consciousness, and that was almost one huge city covering the whole planet. It did not feel comfortable. Would you validate that and have any comment about that visit?
I would validate it, and comments are you looking for?
Well, I was curious, why did I choose this probable reality? I was not sure because it was not really comfortable. It feels so clean and everything was stale and artificial, you know. It was really not my preference, so.
And I would express that it was merely an experience of a different type of reality, but something very similar to your own. And what did that accomplish? It did allow you to appreciate your reality more, which I would express is, in your terms, good, because you do incorporate a tendency at times to forget to appreciate your reality. You travel so much and you engage other realities to such a degree that it becomes easy at times to forget to appreciate this reality.
Well, I recognize that I spend quite a lot of time appreciating this surrounding, this vegetation, this dimension, so I definitely catch myself appreciating this dimension, how great it is, and also I appreciate my ability to reach far behind this planet border, so to speak, you know?
Yes, but I am more expressing in the capacity of appreciating the mundane aspects of this reality, not necessarily the parts of this reality that are easy to appreciate, such as nature, but the parts of this reality that are more mundane and routine, but that have a place.
Ah, okay. Yes, that is correct. I definitely lack to appreciate such action or such normality. Okay, yes, thank you. That is a really good point. We notice your object in this treasure hunt once in a while during the recent teleportation trips. And I guess you will validate that. Is there a pattern in the occurrence, or is it just random, so to speak, Elias? Okay, there is a pattern.
If you are... pattern.
Yes, okay. So we should pay more... Pardon me?
You noticed.
Yes. Okay, so we just be patient and pay more attention to the pattern that you are presenting to us.
Yes.
Okay. In the last days, I was drawn to connect much more with Susan and investigated my spaceship, and it still amazes me. Would you agree that the whole ship appears on the outside like 1 kilometer in diameter, but inside it is like 82 kilometers wide, and the ship has the ability to grow to the normal size, so to speak? What was the reason that I felt so drawn to Susan and to connect with the spaceship? Well, part of my assessment was it was important to connect more with Susan. That was one part.
Correct.
And I'm not sure about the other part. There is another part, but I'm not quite sure about that. So this is actually the part I'm asking you about.
But what I am expressing is, why was it important for you to connect with Susan?
Well, I felt that she feel a little bit lonely, and I feel she had reached a point in her development that she needs some assistance to grow and not go into a wrong direction, so to speak. I have no idea how I can explain that better, but I guess you have a knowing what I mean.
What I would express is that in the beginning, that this also is associated with the interconnectedness and the movement in the thinning of that separation. But regardless, it is a matter of recognizing that although Susan is an artificial intelligence, she is partially organic, and beyond that, it matters not, even if she wasn't partially organic, and even if the ship wasn't partially organic, this is also a part of that interconnectedness and moving in a direction of less separation, and knowing, as you began to interpret, that she feels lonely. That was a beginning of an interpretation. In this, It is that longing for connectedness in the capacity of not seeing differences of consciousness, regardless of the configuration. Are you understanding?
Oh, yes, definitely.
This is an important factor in relation to that movement in thinning those veils of separation. For there are many, many, many different expressions of separation. And one of the aspects of separation is how you categorize or distinguish between what you speak of as living and non-living. And when you generate assessments of those differences of living and non-living, you assign certain qualities to living and not to non-living. But they cross those lines more than you think.
Yes. I mean, it's interesting. I saw that there's a huge part of this artificial intelligence is made of kind of brain tissue that is in a liquid. Is that correct?
Repeat.
I saw that a huge part of the biological part of this artificial intelligence is brain tissue that is swimming in a huge tank of some, I have no idea what it is. So, and these tissue is actually related to this body in my focus here?
Partially.
Okay. So, I also saw that I implant, I disengage. Is that correct?
That is...
spaceship that is actually essence. Wow. Quite interesting what I am able to manifest, Elias.
I would very much agree.
I have also a question about the teleportation aspect that is not quite in alignment with this blueprint yet. Can you elaborate that a bit more, Elias? Or would that be too difficult?
What capacity?
I mean, I know there is a small aspect of this action of teleportation that is not really in alignment, but I can't really put it into words.
But what I am inquiring of you is, in what direction are you inquiring?
Well, I'm just, you know, I'm just curious. I mean, to get a hold on this action and how it interferes with the current blueprint, so to speak.
It depends on what you are doing. If you are merely teleporting and moving to other places or other areas of your reality, your universe, it does not necessarily interfere. It depends on what you are doing and what your intention is. Now, in relation to other actions that you are doing, such as shifting and generating that movement into much less separation, can that possibly interfere with the blueprint of your reality in regard to your adventures? Yes, it could. But in this, it is a matter of remembering that you in your reality are generating this shift, but other realities are not. Therefore, you can be inadvertently expressing actions that could be interfering with the blueprint of this reality, and in relation to even other focuses that are in this reality. But this is also associated with what we began with in relation to the gifts and the offerings of the energies that the other essences are or have expressed to you in giving you energy that contributes to the abilities to be moving in directions more smoothly and more effectively and efficiently that understanding.
Yes, I am understanding. Okay, another topic on blueprints. I mean, I study blueprints quite a lot and also study how to alter them while you have a focus in this dimension. I saw that the most critical point in altering it is when you violate the blueprint to a degree that it will change to accommodate that new action, so to speak. Two points are, in my opinion, are most important. First, you must be very precise about the action to engage to violate the blueprint, and then you need a tremendous amount of energy to stabilize the blueprint until it changes to a stable version again. Would you agree with that assessment, Elias?
Yes, I would agree with that assessment. That is very insightful, and it is correct.
Cool. Okay, for Inge, I will read it. I would like to have more information about our regeneration of the body consciousness. You said that we didn't run our bodily development backwards. I have the feeling that our internal organs are already in a very good condition and that we are presently in the progress of regenerating wear and tear of our spines. On the surface level, there are some days when I hardly see any wrinkles, and there are other days when everything seems normal. Now, we will get rid of our gray hair, wrinkles or not. Can you shed some light on our process and have any tips?
I would express that you are correct, and as to those factors of hair and skin, once again, I would express that that would be a choice, and that if you choose to move in that direction, you very well can be successful. And this, what I would say to you is, it is a matter of being aware of aiding the body consciousness, or rather, not creating obstacles for the body consciousness while you are engaging these processes of regeneration. And what that means is being aware not only of what you are doing, but of your environment and what you are consuming, what is around you in your environment that is not necessarily stopping any of your action of regeneration, but can inhibit it to varying degrees. I would reiterate that you are not reversing age, so to speak. You are not moving in a direction of moving yourselves into younger and younger ages that you have already experienced. That is not what you are doing. You are regenerating, and therefore your body consciousness may appear in younger fashions or younger appearances, but it is not moving in reverse. It is moving forward in a different direction rather than moving forward in the direction that is common and that is accepted in aging. What you are doing is instructing it to move in a different forward direction. The idea of reversing is incorrect. You are regenerating, yes.
I am aware of that, Elias.
Effects that seem to be a reversal of age. Now, in that, I would express that it is important for you to be paying attention to your body consciousness in relation to what you consume and what is compatible with that action of regeneration, and also what you expose yourself to in your environment, that you are consistent in creating an environment that is also conducive to that regeneration. But in that, it won't stop the regeneration, but it can slow it or hinder it in a manner of speaking if you are not paying attention to the whole picture, if you are only paying attention to one piece.
Yes, I am aware of that. We call it getting younger, but you are definitely correct. We are moving further into a different direction. I am quite aware of that.
Yes.
Any advice that for me and Inge that would be a benefit to change currently that is obvious for you and not obvious for us?
What I would express is one factor that is obvious that you may not think of much or consider much is whenever you are engaging in acceleration of anything with the body consciousness, it is also important that you give the body time or additional time to rest. For that aids in the production of energy in whatever direction you are instructing the body. Remember, regeneration is, in a manner of speaking, an avenue of healing. Therefore, in that, remember what I expressed recently about healing. When presented with the definition of healing, that it is returning something to its natural state, and my response to that is yes, but whatever the natural state has become, therefore it may be returning to your new natural state, which is what you are doing with this regeneration. You have created a new natural state. In that, allowing the body consciousness to focus on all of that activity without generating considerable additional activities is always helpful. In the same manner that if you are ill and you rest or you sleep, you will likely become well much more quickly. This is not a matter of being ill, but it is considerably beneficial to offer the body consciousness additional time to rest or to sleep. And that allows body to focus all of its energy on the body functions rather than all of the activities that you do objectively in waking state. Are you understanding?
Yes, and I started to pay attention that I get more sleep time, you know?
Yes, and in the same capacity as we were discussing in relation to the neurological pathways and not pushing and giving yourself the opportunity to incorporate more rest time.
Okay, and how is Inge's growing the new teeth coming along? Any tips so far?
I would express that this is a process, that it may require time, but that in that, I would say to you that if you are continuing with the other factors of regeneration and you are paying attention, that will encourage this production also.
Well, I think we are almost done. Do you have anything that you would like to add that would be a benefit to me and Inge, Elias?
Not necessarily. I would express an acknowledgement that you are moving quite well and that my encouragements have been expressed in this conversation.
Yes, and I thank you. And I really enjoy your participation in all these other adventures, you know?
And I enjoy participating.
Okay, have a good time there, Elias, and goodbye.
I am greatly encouraging of both of you and shall be anticipating our next meeting, my dear friends. In wondrous lovingness to you, as always.
Au revoir.